New Orleans is a city obsessed with food, and this year one of its landmark restaurants is celebrating its 100th anniversary. Galatoire's restaurant has been serving specialties like trout marguerite, crab meat ravigote, and oysters en brochette for a century. The recipes came from France with founder Jean Galatoire, and the restaurant has stayed in the family ever since. To commemorate the centennial, two of the restaurant's regulars have written a book, Galatoire's Biography of a Bistro. NPR's Debbie Elliott joined them for lunch.
It's 10:30 on a steamy summer Friday morning in the French Quarter, and already a line is forming on the 200 block of Bourbon Street.
Bad day in line.
Local writer Marta Burton greets the other regulars as she takes her place behind them.
The line, and it's not, it will be longer, a lot longer later.
Before long, her co-author, Kenneth Holditch, walks up, dressed in a baby blue seersucker suit.
It's hot. I came with my fan.
Holditch unfurls his accordion fan and stirs the thick air, waiting for Galatoire's maitre d', Arnold Chabot, to get things moving. Chabot walks down the line, clipboard in hand, to see who's here.
Eight of us.
Eight of us.
Diners arrive early, not just to get on the list, but also to make sure they get their regular waiter. It's common for the same waiter here to have served a family for generations. But whether your family has dined here for 100 years, or even if you've written a book about the place, it still doesn't get you in the door before Chabot opens at 11 a.m. sharp.
So you know the rules of the road, right? Upstairs, the bar is open.
Yeah.
11:30 downstairs by the door.
Yeah.
Not before.
Somehow we're going to get
there.
That table, right?
Burton is angling hard for table 11, a prime corner spot where Tennessee Williams like to dine. But first, drinks up at the bar.
I want a Sazerac straight up.
Joe Sevier has been a regular since 1965.
We have a chapter in the book called Table 22. We've been coming here for 45 years every Friday. And we have people that cancel trips to make sure they don't have to miss Friday lunch. But it's a great group, and it's an important thing to me. I hate to admit that, but it really is important.
That's the way many New Orleanians feel, as Marta Burton notes in her book's introduction.
In a city where people live to eat rather than eat to live, nobody doubts the importance of food and very special places to indulge in food. They're necessary to the very fabric of the city.
She writes, in New Orleans, that place is Galatoire's.
Hey, baby, how you doing, sugar?
John Fontenot has been waiting tables here for 30 years. When the dining room opens, he brings cocktails, even before they're ordered.
Taste it. C'est bon, cher. I'll guarantee you.
We get the coveted Tennessee Williams table in the front corner with a window view on Bourbon Street. And, as Holditch notes, an even better vantage point on the sparkling dining room.
You could never forget this room once you've seen it. The thing you first notice when you come in are these fans, these two-blade fans, oscillating fans. And then you see the mirrors, you know, mirrors everywhere.
Jean Galatoire bought an existing restaurant here in 1905 and soon sent for his three nephews from southern France. Their grandchildren now run Galatoire's, and it's not that much different than it was 100 years ago, according to Vice President David Gooch.
The same style of food, service, decor, the same custom we can come for generation after generation, and that's very important to us.
All right, Chad, that's souffle potatoes and that's eggplant.
Our lunch begins with a plate of crispy potato puffs and fried eggplant strips. We never get a printed menu. John tells us what's good today.
Then the appetizer, got shrimp and melade, creamy maison, oyster bouchette. For the entree, got sauce, your crab, still playing the piano, prada sauté, creme au gratin, stuffed eggplant, creamy shrimp.
The most festive lunches at Galatoire's are Fridays, and especially the Fridays before Christmas and Mardi Gras. People start waiting in line, or pay people to wait for them, days early. Holditch says Justin Galatoire started the no reservations policy, no exceptions.
There were presidents who stood in line here, and presidents of the United States who stood in line, and presidents who refused to stand in line. because they didn't think they should have to. One was Gerald Ford, who wouldn't stand in line.
While Holditch is steeped in the customs and traditions of Galatoire's, his co-author, Marta Burton, is here for the social event. She moves from table to table, meeting a couple who was married here and a woman who had her closing here when she sold the family mansion. Burton can regale you for hours with quirky stories about what's gone on at these white linen tables over the past century. For instance, the story of the Christmas mink.
What had happened is a woman's mink coat had been stolen the night before at the Absinthe House, and she recognized it coming in on the back of a blonde. And she was with a married man who had given it to her for a Christmas present that morning. And so, of course, he had to give it back to the right person. And it caused a huge brouhaha in the restaurant. But our worlds meet at Galatoire's.
It's well past 3 o'clock when the bill comes. Both Burton and Holditch scribble numbers on the check and sign their names. They both have house accounts here.
People value their low numbers because that means they've been in coming to this restaurant for generations. Us newcomers, we don't really worry about numbers. Well, I take it back. I got B3. Somebody died and they said I could have it.
My number is H294 and I'm perfectly happy to live with that number till the day I die.
And Holditch wouldn't mind being at Galatoire's that day, joining the list of diners who passed away enjoying their favorite meal at this 100-year-old landmark where New Orleans celebrates everything.
Here comes another birthday.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
For recipes and to hear Kenneth Holditch and Marta Burton read from Galatoire's biography of a bistro, you can go to npr.org.